Mr. Chair, Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of World Health Organization, Honorable Minister, Ladies and Gentlemen. First of all, I would like to express my sincere thanks to Mr. Chair for giving me the honor to speak at this important health forum. Ladies and gentlemen, Vietnam, a low middle income country with a population of over 90 million, has achieved good health outcome indicators for MDG. We could be better than some countries with similar per capita incomes. Grassroots healthcare network is constantly invested and developed. All commune health centers, 100% village have a village health workers. Vietnam is trying to achieve the health insurance coverage 75% in late 2015 and 80% in 2020 with strong political commitment towards USC. It's very encouraging that Vietnam has recently approved by the WHO for NRA, creating a promising opportunity for the made in Vietnam vaccines and biological to enter the world market. And recently, Vietnam also has been recorded by WHO of the Western Pacific region to achieve significant progress in public health emergency preparedness and response. With great efforts, Vietnam has successfully controlled emerging disease such as SARS, avian influenza, and other emerging disease. In order to transform in more resilient health system, Vietnam has implemented many policies, notable among them include the first, health financing reform, the second, infrastructure investment, and the third, human resource development. First, regarding health financing reform, following the macroeconomic policy in context of market socialist-oriented economy, the government subsidized the premium of health insurance for the poor, near-poor, ethnic minority, children under 6 years, and people living in disadvantaged areas. Payment for performance, result-based financing, encouraging private investment and public-private partner, PPP, to invest in infrastructure and high-tech medical equipment. Administrative procedure in healthcare have been improved, transparency towards the satisfaction of general population. Second, strong investment on health and infrastructure through increasing investment in hospital at tertiary as well as grassroots level by using effectively domestic resources and ODA. Recently, the government has built over 800 new district hospitals and tertiary hospitals and hundreds of community health centers, making all people could easily to access to the health service with a high quality and prevent it from the communicable disease as well as the non-communicable disease. Thirdly, with regard to human resource development and high technology application, parallel to the increase the number of doctors, Vietnam focused on improving the quality of medical training and other categories of health professionals, including health workers and bus attendees in the mountain area. Promoting development of traditional medicine, transfer technical skills from the upper health level down to the lower level to reduce overload at the tertiary hospital. Vietnam has successfully implemented advanced techniques such as organ transplant, stem cell application, and endoscope robot. Especially 12 vaccines for EPI program are domestically produced. Ladies and gentlemen, on this occasion, I would like to thank WHO and international partners for strong collaboration, supporting us in developing health system. As the president of ASEAN Health Minister Forum since last year, Vietnam and ASEAN member countries have been trying to achieve the goal of better health for ASEAN community after 2015. Thank you very much for your attention.